Today we have such a great podcast episode. Get prepared to meet two new podcasters. They host a podcast called Hey Sister Soul Sister. I say this on the show, it's like E! News meets Dr. Phil, you know? And these two women, like, they pull back a lot of shit in their discussions. Like, I'd never even heard of this, financial PTSD. Okay, we talk about what that means on today's episode. You're gonna meet Erica and Leia. I have a really crazy story of how I actually met Leia, and then they manifested being on my show. But they share so many things. We talk pop culture, some news, of course, about And Just Like That with Sarah Jessica Parker. And then on top of that, they also share their stories of how they've really transformed their lives, including Erica going for her dreams and ending a 15-year relationship. It's so juicy. So here they are, and be sure to subscribe to Hey Sister Soul Sister. Erica and Leia are here. I mean, I think we've been talking about doing this podcast together, what, 5 years? I mean,
it feels like it.
It feels like it.
The first time I met you, I was like, I'm going to have you guys on my show. Here it is, 5 fucking years later. You guys are like, it's about time you called us, bitch. I mean, you're like,
accurate.
You told us that we were going to be on your show fucking years ago.
Well, so much happened. You got pregnant, you moved.
Oh, Lord.
There was COVID.
Pandemic. Yeah.
We've been talking about doing this long before that damn pandemic.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I must have met you at a Starbucks. And by the way, this is all it takes to be on my show. Leia came up to me at a Starbucks. She goes, oh my God, I'm a fan of yours. I think we have a mutual friend in common. And
yes,
then we got into, I think we were talking about astrology or psychic readings.
Talking about energetics, but yes. I slipped you a note like a creeper.
That was because
I took a little ditch day at work.
Love it.
I was just like, you know what? I'm going to take a personal day. Went to Starbucks and there walks Sarah Fraser. And I've been following your career since Sarah, Ty, and Mel. Oh my gosh, throwing it back. And I loved you guys, was so upset that I got canceled. You walk in and you're on the phone, like handling your shit. Like you're in it.
More like
and
probably so like, losing my shit. Oh my God. I'm falling apart over here.
And I was like, I got to say hi. I have to. So I wrote creepy note on a napkin. like, hi, big fan, fangirly over here, and slipped it to you while you were on the phone. And you were just the sweetest person. And we just talked energetics and manifesting. And building a life that you love. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that with you guys because I think it's so important. I want your take. I talk a lot about manifesting 100%. On this show. I've manifested my move to Los Angeles. Yeah. I've manifested like I'm doing stand-up comedy. I'm manifesting like this kind of like producer life and being myself on TV. You know, so it works. Everybody, I think, has a different take on what manifesting is. So I'm curious about yours because, you know, some people I think it's just like, oh, I set this intention and then I never think about it again. And it's like, not exactly. Like you do have to work towards it.
100%. There's a ton of inner work around it.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that. So look, for people that don't know, obviously Erica and Leia are on the show today. They host a really great podcast called Hey Sister Soul Sister. I love it. I told you off air, it's like Dr. Phil meets E! News.
Will take that.
you are two besties that sit down and you talk about everything from like financial PTSD to breakups to your own friendship. Leia, you moved across the country. When I met you, you were in Maryland. You moved to Vegas. I mean, you guys have done this show and really put your whole lives out there. And then, of course, you talk about all the best pop culture things like this awful Sex in the City reboot, which was just terrible.
Get the fuck out. That's for sure.
We were so bad. We had to do an episode about that one.
Wasn't it so bad? You know what's supposedly coming back? And Che Diaz, the horrible comedian, and Miranda's like lesbian lover there is also returning.
Are they? Mm. I heard, I don't know if it was true, but I saw that Kim Cattrall is coming back. I don't know if it's true.
Okay.
Or there was rumors. I don't know.
So this is really irritates me because I think they're trying to get press for it. Yeah. Supposedly Kim Cattrall's character, Samantha, is coming back, but we don't know if Kim Cattrall will play Samantha. And
they are Oh my gosh, they are not recasting.
No, I think they have the audacity. I think they're going to recast. I really do. Because I think they're going to double down. They got so much hate on it, mm-hmm. you know, so just like that. I think they got so much hate on Che Diaz, on Miranda. I mean, everyone, who liked Miranda anymore? You know, I mean, everyone was Team Steve. I think they're going to double down, and I think they're going to recast. I don't think they care because reportedly, wow. I think Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker's relationship in real life is so broken. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they would ever, ever return.
Yeah. That is done. Yeah. Wow. 100%. Well, I will not be watching.
You know you will. You say we all say that, and then we're gonna be shit. You know what? I'll watch.
Erica will.
I will. I will hate watch because then I have it's content, right? I do anything for the content. You know, like I sit there and like make fun of it. But Leia and I watched the premiere, and we were texting each other, and we were a few seconds behind. And right after that, Leia's like, after the first episode, like, nope, I'm not watching.
I'm done. So, guys, talk about this. How old is your podcast, and why did you two decide to launch it together?
When did we start? Go for it, Erica.
Yeah. October 2019? Yeah. Yes. It was right before. So we're going into, oh, my God, it feels like a lifetime ago. I swear. COVID, like, I know. It just messed us up. So we're 2022? So it's going on to 3 years old. It's going to be
three.
I was like,
wow, that's great.
Yeah, we decided to start the podcast. So Leia, she sent a video of us when we were hanging out with our friends in San Francisco at a restaurant harmonizing randomly. None of us are singers. Well, I'm the only singer in the group, but I made everyone harmonize. And like somebody's husband took video of us and it was really funny. And she was like, we should have a reality TV show, which is something we always made fun of, or we always said we would do in college. Like, we should have a reality TV show. We're so funny. And I was like, well, there's podcasts, because at that time, I started to listen to a lot of podcasts, and I started realizing that podcasts anyone could do. Because before that, I thought you had to be a celebrity or somebody with status. And then I realized anyone could do it. And I wanted a podcast with just like a best friend, but I didn't know if my friends were willing to do it. And then Leia brought that up, and I was like, let's do a podcast.
I volunteered as tribute. And it started off just that, just like two best friends. We lived across the country for a long time, and it was a way for us to get together, shoot the shit, and talk life. And then it grew into this like a deeper meaning. Like, you know, Erica's Latina American, I'm Filipino American. It was just important for us to have, we were like, fuck the table. We're going to create our own seat. You know, we're going to go and represent our lives and our cultures and the things that, you know, that are important to us. And it was this moment as it kind of grew for us in our hearts that this is what it's about. We are just going to be as authentic as fuck.
Wow. Yeah. You do a really great job. And I mean, you guys should give yourselves a lot of credit. You know, most people do 7 podcast episodes and quit. So the fact that you guys are 3+ years in is pretty amazing. What has been your favorite part of podcasting and the part that you dislike?
I'll go first. I hate fucking social media. I mean, no, it's not like,
I know.
I like it, but I cannot bring myself to like show up all the time. And maybe there's something in it for me. Like, maybe I don't want to be seen. I don't know. Still working through that. But it's like, to me, that part is a lot of work. Erica's fantastic at it. Like, she is just like in front of the camera and in your face. I'm like, I don't really want to do it. I'll do a post like every 3 months. Like,
Every 3 months.
Yeah. That's the hardest part, I think, for me. The most challenging is kind of participating and getting that word out there. And social media is really, really big and a good avenue to do it. It does work. I just have an issue with being consistent on it.
I always feel like people don't realize how much work social media is, and people don't realize how much work a podcast is. Like, it is. When people tell me, oh, I'm going to launch a podcast, I'm like, totally do it. And then people are like, how do I make money? I'm like, for the first year, you should just do it and just consistently put it out. Don't try to make money. Don't try to think that you're going to get like huge name guests, because see if you even like it, because the amount of work that it is that people don't realize is you're going to either love it and be into this format, or you're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Well, I love podcasting. Like, I love sharing my story. I love being in front of the camera. And, like, you know, I think I'm an improver too at heart. So just things come to me and flow, and I'm just in my energy. I'm in, like, my realm. But what I hate about podcasting is, you know, the growth, the, like, strategy of growing and, like, monetizing off of it. And, you know, Leah and I still haven't gotten there yet because it takes time. And I was in a situation where I was spread really thin and I didn't have the time to invest in that. And that's going to change soon. But right now we're just focusing on creating good content and having fun. And what we're noticing is because we're consistent with it, people are noticing us and asking us for collaborations. You know, this is the third one this year, probably fourth one that we've been on. In previous years, we've done like one, maybe. And so we're just getting excited because now it feels like, okay, now we could start monetizing or looking into like more of a strategy, but a strategy that's easier for us because I don't want to do extra work. I'm tired. Yeah.
Just launch an OnlyFans, show your tits, and just
Erica, done. You got some big ones.
I got some big ones.
Shake those titties over that microphone. You guys will be getting paid.
Done deal. I think what I love about podcasting, and I know this is cheesy maybe, but I love hanging out with this girl. Like, really, before we started the podcast, like, we talked, we texted every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Life happened, but I literally get to hang with her like every week.
Yeah.
It's just fun.
How did you guys? Okay, so I listened to an episode where Erica, you were saying at one point, I think you had rented an apartment or a room from Leia's parents. Did you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you guys know each other in college? Did you know each other in high school? How'd you become friends?
Yeah, we met in college. Leia was one.
Where'd you go to school? Where'd you go to school?
UC Riverside.
Okay. No Highlanders. Yeah. We're gonna tell the real. We're gonna go tell the real.
Exclusive right here because we tamed it for the podcast.
We tamed it for us.
Yeah,
but we'll do the real here.
Okay, yeah.
So here it is. I thought I was pregnant at 18,
and I had
missed my period, so I was obviously freaked the fuck out. So I asked Erica to come with me to the clinic to go check. But at the same time,
I was, you know, living my best life. And I thought one of the guys from our hall was really cute because we lived in the same dorm hall. And I messed around with him. I didn't sleep with him, but we hooked up. And so I was telling Leia about it because then he was really mean to me right afterwards. So we're at the clinic just, you know, sharing stories about our guy problems.
And I turned to Erica because we're sitting on literally on this hallway at this clinic. I don't know why we didn't sit on a chair, but we sat on a hallway next to each other. And I turned to look at her. I'm like, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Wow. And this was like 20 years ago. Yeah. And here we are living life. Together.
And wait a minute. Okay, we love that, but we want to find out about the pregnancy test. Like, what happened?
Oh, no, totally negative.
Oh.
Child-free, baby.
Child-free. Oh, my God. So, you know, you guys do go there on your podcast, which I think is really rare. Like, a lot of people don't talk about finances. They don't talk about, like, Erica, you just got, I mean, I'm kind of heartbroken for you. I mean, you got out of a 15-year relationship that's so long. You were with your man. You guys live together. He's now moved out. I mean, I think so many people listening to this show can relate to that. What is it like after 15 years ending things?
It was really scary at first. I just remember, you know, when the breakup first happened, I remember closing my eyes and just seeing black, like just nothing. Like, I couldn't see into the future. Not that you could see into the future, but I'm a dreamer. So I always have, like, I'm always thinking about the future, like, even if it's going to the grocery store. But literally, I just couldn't, it just felt so, like, unknown. And it was scary. I remember that first week, I couldn't sleep at all. I didn't sleep. And I remember trying to go to sleep, like, my body was tired, and I would fall asleep, and right away, like, something would wake me up, as if, like, there, you know, I was scared or something, like an earthquake came, you know, like that kind of jolt would wake me up. And it was scary and it was painful because I really, really did care for them. I did, I mean, loved them and wanted to work things out. But I had big dreams and goals that I wanted to accomplish, and they didn't want to come with me. And I knew for a few years that he didn't want those dreams, because anytime I talked to him about the podcast or, like, you know, when Leia met you, you know, that was a big thing for us, because we're like, we know there's something here. And whenever I would try to talk to him, he would just kind of like be like, okay, and like ignore me and not be like, oh my God, that's so amazing, like not care about it. And I even like tried to do therapy and he didn't want to do it. And it was just, it just kind of was exploded in my face. And I was like, I'm tired. I can't keep investing in this relationship. Yeah. Because I need to go after the things that I know are going to make me happy, because I know I'm not 100% happy. And it sucks because I know he has potential, but he didn't want to go there, you know, and you can't force somebody.
It's so hard. So,
yeah, it was hard. And it, you know, it's getting better now. I have more happy moments than anything. I still cry, but not as much anymore. And sometimes I cry because I didn't have what I really wanted out of the relationship.
Sure.
But I'm making moves, baby. I'm making moves. Like,
are you back dating?
You know, you messaging me. I'm not dating yet. I don't want to start dating
okay.
yet.
Okay.
Because I actually don't want to stay in the area that I'm in. So I want to date when I'm relocated. I'm making moves to go to Los Angeles. I don't know when, but I've started
come to
kind
the
of
city.
Doing things.
Yeah. I love it.
So we can hang out.
Yes, come. I mean, I know. How crazy would that be? Like, that's so amazing. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, you know, because I think a lot of people say one of the scariest parts about breaking up a long-term relationship, and sometimes Shman and I talk about this. I'm like, oh my God, we've been together 10 years. Like, I can't imagine going out on a first date again. Are you? Now, you're not really doing that. But I almost feel like you should say, fuck it. Like, even though you're leaving the area, you should jump in and start dating. Because then if it doesn't work out, you're fucking leaving anyway, you know?
Yeah.
Are you nervous about that?
I think a little bit. Not as much. Like, today I was kind of like, oh, am I ready? Because I kind of felt, like, kind of sassy and happy today. Yeah, I'm actually, like, really excited to start dating. Because I actually didn't really date much when I was younger. Like, I would meet people at parties or they were friends of friends, and I didn't really have a boyfriend before this person, you know, and we just got into it right away. And so I think my like, I'm not scared of going on dates. What I'm afraid of is getting attached too quickly, because I realize I have an anxious attachment style. But I'm working with a relationship breakup coach, because talk therapy wasn't my thing. And so I'm slowly kind of understanding how I am in a relationship to avoid the relationship I had before, you know, to not go back to that. So that's why I don't want to date. But I'm excited to meet new people and, you know, like, get free dinners. I'm all about...
I hear, a lot of times they want to go halvesies. So I don't know. You better prepare. You better prepare yourself. You know,
maybe that's better than before.
Leia, what's your take? Are you happy that they're not together? Or, I mean, you know, obviously you're like, are we glad that he's gone?
Man, it's one of those things where, like, I'm 100% down for my friends. I backed their relationship, and I was probably one of his biggest supporters for a while, until the end. And then as Erica pursued her dream more and more, and that's my dream too. We're part of it. We're doing this together. Mm-hmm. And she's got way more bigger dreams than just the podcast. The more she dove into that, the more the toxicity showed up. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, that's where I started to draw the line. I'm like, no, this is not okay. Because she was just more and more unhappy. And that I was not about that. So for me, I'm like, yes, fuck him. Let's go. Like, let's do the thing. Let's move, like, go move to LA, live the life that you want to create. And there's no holding you back anymore. Mm-hmm. So maybe I think for me, still a level of anger around it too, because it's like, how dare you, you know, 15 years, how fucking dare you?
I know.
Go there. Yeah.
But it's, and wait, have you shared the full story, by the way, yet on your show? Mm-mm. Are you going to?
Not yet. Mm-hmm. I've just shared the non-supportive part. And Yeah. That's it. But I haven't shared everything. I don't think I'm ready yet.
Yeah. It's a lot.
You know.
It will come out in a script one day.
Oh.
I will tell you that.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll be waiting for that. I mean, people can relate to mm-hmm. breakup stories so much, and it is so hard, mm-hmm. like how to not be resentful, you know, about the time together. But I always think, you know what? You're so lucky that you mm-hmm. guys are broken up, because the person that is wants to be with you and support your dreams is mm-hmm. out there. And like, yeah. thank God that God took this guy out of your life and cleared that path, you know? And
yeah.
it mm-hmm. all happens. I mean, I think we all have relationships where like, oh shit, why did I spend that much time? But mm-hmm. then in a couple of years, you look back and it like all matched up for a reason, you know? Because
yeah.
yes.
your
yeah.
person is out there, and maybe they're ending a relationship, and like, you yeah. know, if you'd been single 5 years ago, that person never would have walked in. So, you mm-hmm. know, you guys know the synchronicity like never fails.
Yes. Never. Yeah. Definitely.
Leah, what's your deal? Are you like engaged, married? Like, are you with anyone? Are you dating?
Yes, I'm living with my partner. We've been together, gosh, like 6 years now.
Wow. So
yeah, we met on Tinder. And
okay, you guys should be on their fucking commercial. Although oh my now God. I can't even tell you how many long-term relationships I know meet on Tinder. It's like,
yeah,
it started yeah. out as a joke thing where we were all swiping 100%. Left, but it's like, or right, whatever. But I know so many people that have long-term relationships.
So many people. It does take work. It was like sifting through the mud to find like the best dude. But he came in my life really intentionally because I dated assholes for a long time. But that was more of a reflection of what I was looking for. Like, I was so afraid to commit.
Yeah.
That I was selecting these dudes, you know? And then it got to the point where I was like,
are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFTdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Okay, let's take a quick pause and thank some of our sponsors. So Dame, you guys know I've talked about their awesome sex products. They continue to be a great sponsor of mine. I love Dame because they make really unique sex products that are tailored to you, like Aloe Lube. It's a lubricant formulated to the vagina's pH because, y'all, it's an ecosystem down there. And it can be used for bodies and on toys. They are known for their sex oil, and their Ava is their first and most iconic product. It's the first hands-free couples vibe designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. I've got one, and let me just tell you, it's worth it. You'll like the splurge. It is good. You know, look, pleasure should not be expensive. It should be accessible to all. It should be fun. That's where Dame Products comes in. They are all about supporting sexual health and sexually motivated couples. Get 15% off your order at dameproducts.com when you use the code TSFS. That's 15% off. Just go to dameproducts.com. Don't forget to put in the code TSFS when you leave and you check out. BetterHelp, you got your vagina right, now you gotta get your mind right, you know? All of the above. I love BetterHelp. Life can be overwhelming. Many people are burned out without even knowing it. Some of the symptoms can include lack of motivation, feeling helpless or trapped, detachment, fatigue, and more. Oh my God, you know how I knew I was burnt out in past jobs and careers? Like, I just overate. You know, my drug of choice, my expression was like eating until I was sick, physically making myself sick. If you're feeling burnout, it's time to get BetterHelp, online therapy that wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera unless you want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy and can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. The Sarah Fraser Show listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/TSFS. That's Better, HELP.com/TSFS. You guys know that I go to therapy. Schman and I go to therapy. Schman. We've gone to therapy together for a long time, completely transformed and just helped our relationship in ways I cannot even tell you. I mean, I don't even know who's reluctant to therapy anymore, because honestly, it's truly your superpower. Also, HelloFresh. Guys, you know every time you purchase from one of my sponsors, I'm sending you a Sarah Fraser Show t-shirt. Shipping is on me too. You just screenshot that you have purchased from one of my sponsors, DM me at the Sarah Fraser Show on Instagram, or the email is the Sarah Fraser Show at gmail.com. And I'm sending you that t-shirt. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Find out why. Going away this summer, you can update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your vacation destination. It's a lot more affordable than eating out every night. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. Discover seasonal summer recipes like cucumber salad, stuffed pita pockets. They have lunches, sides, snacks, desserts, and more. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper, as I mentioned, than restaurants, and even cheaper than grocery shopping. We love it. Schman and I do HelloFresh. The meals are 30 minutes. I feel like I have so much more time to work on this podcast, spend time with my love, KJ, and just take some time for myself. Go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS16 and use code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That is, go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS16 and use code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Like, universe, I just want a nice guy. Give me that nice guy. And I found the nicest one. It was so great. I mean, I ghosted him the first time that he messaged me. So he messaged me and I didn't respond. I show up on our second date and he's like, so we matched before. And I was like, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. We didn't match before. I checked my messages and there it was. 1 year before our first date, he said, hey, and I never responded. So I was like, thanks for swiping right again after I ghosted you.
Isn't it so good? I love to hear you guys say that because I don't know that a lot of people do a lot of self-reflection on who we attract. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I love that you both mm-hmm. have done that work because I was the same way. Like before Schman, I always attracted older men. You know, my dad died when mm-hmm. I was in high school. Like I didn't even consciously know that I had dad issues, you know, until I started going to therapy. And then I was like, oh, okay. These men that I'm dating are like father figures. You know, why am I attracting these guys, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's great that you both seem like you've done that work to know, okay, this is what I want, this is what I don't want, and I'm going to be really present about who I pick.
Yeah. And in life in general, right? Like I'm a true believer that we're the source of all things in our life. So if there's something I don't want or don't like what is it that I'm believing or doing that's attracting chaos around me, and I just need to do the inner work, like to heal that part of me and shift to like what is it that is actually serving me.
So how do you both get your spiritual vibe on? Like how do you both get your man? Like are you guys like, do you have coaches? You both like put out so much. I mean, when you post, Leia, you know, every 3 months you put out great vibes.
That one post a month.
It's fire.
I can feel the fire. So how do you both manifest success? I mean, you know, you've both talked about, you know, creating the jobs you want, creating the money you want. Now you're working on this project with the podcast. Tell me what your secrets are.
We have similar secrets. We do have a coach. We have a mentor that we have worked with off and on throughout, I think, maybe the last 2-3 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. So she introduced, well, Erica started working with her first, and then my work with her was really starting out like with manifesting and looking at limiting beliefs and addressing that. And what is it that's actually true in my life? And what is it that I actually create? Mm-hmm. So I think that's how it started for me. It was like doing the inner work on what do I actually believe is true for me? What can I have? What do I believe that I can't have? And is that actually true? And that shifted everything in my life.
Really? Like absolutely
everything. Yeah.
What about for you, Erica?
Oh, let me see. So yeah, I think for me, like how did I get my like manifestation spirituality on? I think that's the question.
I mean, I want to ask you both too, like what's one thing that you'd be willing to share? Like one thing that's worked, you know, that's truly created the success that you wanted. But tell me, but you guys both have shared this coach, right? Marley, am I talking about the same?
Yeah, okay, Marley Ansel.
I mean, Marley Ansel, we can shout her out. I had this great conversation with her and I was just like not in the right place to like, you know, go there and make the commitment. But she was so great. She's kind of like, you know, life coach, sort of business coach, a little like of everything. Mm-hmm. Tell me about your process, Erica.
Yeah, my process. I mean, how I got into it, it was just like I had, you know, you listen to your intuition. Like I had this pull in my heart and something was off. And I started being attracted, I guess, like attracted is the right word, to Marley. Like she all of a sudden was in my feed and I was following her and I could relate to like feeling kind of stuck and like dead inside and then finding something that's better for you. And so I started working with her, and how I just started with the manifestations is really like tapping into my belief system and what's limiting me, and then going, okay, what is it that I want? And what is that feeling or energy, you know? So it doesn't, the ice cream man's passing by, sorry.
Don't worry. I had to, my son is like getting up from his nap. So I just had to make a text. So I know that feeling. It's like slightly different. So keep going.
So yeah, for me at first, manifestation felt very, very hard because I just couldn't, like, it was hard for me to get into the energy of what I wanted because I'm always like that glass is half empty type of girl. And so I was very negative. And what I have to like force myself, because it's a default that I have. I have to force myself and look at, okay, so I want to you know, be a famous podcaster. That's just an example. And I have to look at things that it right now in my current reality to be grateful for that make me think like I am already on there. Like we have this really strong community. We're getting collaborations. I think I wrote you in one of my gratitude journals. So looking at things and instead of looking at what I don't have, looking at what I do have and being excited about that energy, because I believe that the universe is like, bitch, I'm giving you a dollar. You're telling me you don't want this dollar. Well, I'm not going to give you this $1,000 and I'm not going to give you this $1 million. So you better be grateful for the dollar you have and I'll keep giving it to you. And so that's kind of where I do my manifestation from, is understanding what now, like, where do I have it right now?
Yep.
Be grateful for that. And then the next thing will come and be grateful for that. And then, you know, keep it's just a cycle. Keep going.
Yeah. Totally. Okay, both of you, what is the one thing, and you kind of shared it, Erica, like really changing your mindset, you know, to look at everything as a gift and everything to be positive. And I've learned that too. It took me a really long time to learn that. Because it's like, you cannot be rich. You cannot be famous. You cannot be successful, whatever success level you want. If your goal is to be a mom, like if you aren't happy with what you have right now, those things might come, but they will not stay. They won't be sustained. Like you have to be happy and grateful for what you have right now in this moment. Like, and everything that's happened in the past is the past and like it's the present. So what would Leo, like what would your one, and maybe you have a different one, Erica, but what would your one tip be for people? If they're one thinking tip. About manifesting or they're thinking about, you know, a life change that they want.
Yeah. I think the question to ask yourself is, why don't you think you can have it?
That's a good one.
I know. Because you gotta dig deep, because we say we want these things. We say we wanna be, you know, like we wanna attract money, we want success, we want a promotion, we want a partner. And it's one thing to say it and think happy thoughts about it, but there's another thing that says like, okay, well, why don't we believe we have those things? Mm-hmm. Why can't we have those things? Because that stuff is likely not in our awareness until you go looking for the stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, snap, I'm not being like I want this stuff. You know, I'm hiding out. I'm trying to fly under the radar. So of course I'm not going to get promoted. Of course I'm not going to, you know, shine or like step into the spotlight because I have some sort of belief that says like, no, you can't, you know, you can't have that thing. That's not for you. You are not that person. And it's about being curious as to why.
Yeah.
And then you get to choose like, is this really it? Is that, do I actually believe that? And then, you know, do the thing. Like, okay, well, that's not actually true. Yeah.
Dude, I think that's a good question.
First thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't I think I can have it?
And the scarier, the better.
That's a deep dive.
Yeah. Because change is scary. I think people forget that. And people think like change and when you start manifesting and living your best life, you're happy and, you know, excited all the time. Well, no, you have deeps where like you have, I guess, what am I trying to say? You have
peaks and valleys. Yeah, absolutely.
Right? You have peaks and valleys and there's moments where you're grieving past versions of yourself and it's really heavy.
Yeah.
You know, like because you have to let go of things that you thought were like, I guess, real or true to experience the new reality. And you have to make room for that because it's old energy. Body and you let go of it and then you experience a new reality. It, for example, like moving, right? Like you're scared to move. You kind of get sad because you're leaving a house, but you know that new house is bigger and better, or it's in the location that you want, and that excites you even more because you know what you want is on the other side of that.
Totally.
You know?
So, I love all these things because I just went through this with us moving to LA, you know, from DC. Yeah. It was so hard. You know, we loved our friends and family, and I had been there 15 years and had this great career. And, you know, part of you, it's like you make this leap, you set a date, you end your lease, you know, and you're like, oh, fuck, like, what if it doesn't, you know, you have to say to yourself, okay, it's going to work out. And I think there was a moment Schman and I looked at each other and we're like, okay, we like Schman had resigned from his job. We're like, okay, But it all works out. Like, that's the thing I say to people, like, oh my God, whatever's in your heart, like that, like if you're the, for me, it was a calling. Like, I knew I had to leave DC to grow, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like back and forth between New York and LA for a while. And I would just come to LA and I just got such a vibe. Like, I would just, I'd walk into a restaurant and I don't know, someone would come up to me and start talking. And I'd be like, I don't know. This is just like, this is it, you know? And it's been, we've been here like 5 months and it's been better than we could have, I think, even imagined. Yeah. And even for Schman, who's not really like a manifester, I think he's like, he doesn't believe in any of it, but he, you know, I think he sees it, you know? I want to talk pop culture because you guys do. We all share a love for pop culture. You know, I talk about all kinds of pop culture on this show. What are some of your favorite shows to watch and talk about?
I watch more television than Leia. So I watch a lot of like scripted TV shows, and my favorite
is
like young teenage love.
Riverdale? You're like Riverdale? You're like,
I mean, I've never seen Riverdale, but like there's, and Netflix. I'm obsessed with like Netflix shows. I don't know why. It's like Netflix. So there's a show called Never Have I Ever. I don't know.
Mindy Kaling.
Then there's Sex Education. These are all Netflix shows. Then there was one that just came out that I told Leah, it's the cheesiest show ever, but I loved it. It's called First Kill, and it's basically like Romeo and Juliet, but with vampires.
All I watch is unscripted. This is like a foreign language to me. I don't know any of these shows.
And I don't really watch, I don't really watch reality television. Like, I get bored after a while because because I love storytelling, and one of my biggest passions is I want to create a television show, you know?
Is that one of the dreams? That's one of the dreams.
That's one of the big dreams that I have, and I've never written a television show. I've never even taken classes. I don't even write. Like, I write, you know, journal, but I don't like write, but it's just like, it's a calling for me.
Okay, do you want me to know, you know, I'm in LA, and one of the things I'm doing is I have these unscripted show ideas, which basically just means reality TV. But you guys are, this is like the craziness of the universe. You know, one of the biggest things that production companies are buying are podcasts. Like our podcast stories. So whatever your dream, your story is, you should think about what would it look like in a 6-episode, 8-episode like podcast series that then they could buy. Yes. Wow. It's absolutely happening. Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
I could do that. Wow. I was like, I could do that. Just a little story. Tell in my room.
Tell a story, script it out. Have people act it out. Have different people voice it. All that stuff. Like, really create what it would look like to take to a network and give them a, like, hey, this is, and see if your audience responds. Do you get more downloads from it? You know, if you can prove, like, hey, we got whatever, you know, 500 more downloads on this, you know? Like people, they are very interested. Podcasting is so hot. And my personal prediction, a lot of my predictions are wrong on my podcast, so I wouldn't take this. But I do think the next 5 years for podcasts is going to be still very, very big, you know, advertising wise, you know, series wise, all that stuff. So this could be a good time.
100%. Ooh. Well, I've been recently obsessed
with what?
With the Kardashians.
Really? You're the same.
And I never watched Keeping Up. I literally their newest one, but just the Kardashians on Hulu.
Okay.
Obsessed. I don't know. I'm like obsessed with Kravis. I can't with that. I used to hate them. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's too much. But watching them on the screen and watch their relationship play out, I'm like, oh, you guys, you're kind of cute. I'm completely like obsessed with that show. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, is it better production? Is it because they're doing it and, you know, depicting their storylines, and maybe they feel more comfortable with, you know, their own production versus someone else doing it. I don't know. I love them. I love it.
Really? Okay. And tell me, you know, I think the season finale, have you watched the season finale?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Haven't watched it. But I didn't watch at all. I sort of got burnt out. I watched Keeping Up for years. Towards the end, it got so cheesy. He was like, we're going to go over to Chris's house and toilet paper a tree. I'm like, this is so fucking dumb. So I just never got back on the track. I love what they do. But like, what about it this season is like noteworthy? I mean, was it really the Kravis relationship that you get sucked into? Or, and by the way, was
so
it
so far,
was the Chloe moment when she finds out that Tristan is having a baby with someone else really good? Was it cringe?
Oh my gosh. I have not seen it yet. That's the one I'm looking for. That's the one, because Chloe's my favorite. I love her. And I just root for her in life.
I want her.
Oh my gosh. I want her to find love. I want her to like have a man that absolutely adores her. Tristan, I can't. But yeah, I think I'm really looking forward to that episode in particular. I just want to see how it all goes down. It's just
So any other pop culture stories, final question, any other pop culture stories you all have watched or followed or that you're into or going to be covering, I should say, any of that?
Going to be covering. Mm. I was like, I wrote some stuff down. I was like, because usually I get my pop culture stories like by following you and Andrea Lopez. And I'm just like, oh, that's pretty cool to talk about.
Well, now all I do is talk about TLC. So you're probably up to date now with all the 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes, I am.
I'm obsessed.
I love that. Because I don't watch it, but like I know, like I think you were talking about like Erica Jane or what, Erica Kane or what, there's an Erica from some Real Housewives. I don't know. But I was just like, okay, this is interesting, because when your recaps happen, I'm like, I feel like I'm watching the show and I'm curious, you know?
Oh my God. They have the best programming out right now. I mean, if you love reality shows, it's epic. Yeah. You guys, this has been such a treat. So long. I mean, Lord, we fucking put this out in the universe 5 years. I mean, the universe does answer on in time.
Perfect timing. It's perfect always time. Perfect timing.
I can't wait to see where your show goes. I mean, my little spidey senses say something scripted for you guys is coming along. Like you two will collaborate and do like a scripted like series something. I feel it, you know?
Okay.
In the meantime, I want people to follow you. You guys are just two amazing women. I also feel like if you're open to it, you know, any of my listeners like that might have questions about, because Erica, you edit podcasts for female entrepreneurs. And then Leia is a behavioral analyst, right?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Oh my God, yeah. Leia. I don't even know how you go. I need to my other career is like an FBI interrogation agent. I'm so jealous of you. Like I would sit and analyze everyone.
Everyone. It's fun. It really is.
Oh my God. I'd be like, that bitch is lying. I'm going to get involved. Is that like, do you it's have like those, what does a behavioral analyst do? Like what skill, like can you really read people's language? Like body language?
I can read, like, if I can figure out like their history of reinforcement, I essentially can predict what would likely happen in the future based on what they've done in the past. So, or what they were reinforced for. I mean, that's kind of like a really layman's terms of it, because I don't sit around like analyzing people. I actually work with children with autism, but literally it's like what has been reinforced in the past will likely continue to occur or increase in the future. And what? The opposite, if something was punished in the past, so something happened that had like a negative consequence, you're less likely to do that thing in the future. So that's essentially the core of what we do. And so I kind of use it for like teaching, like how to build skills, how to build, you know, how to reduce like challenging behaviors. Those are the things that I do during the day.
Okay. It's not my FBI
during the daytime
dream.
No, it could be. I think people do that. I just don't do it.
Oh my God, I love it. Tell everybody where can people follow you? When do you put out your show? Where do they need to subscribe? Give us all the details.
Yeah. Our show comes out every Thursday on Apple, Spotify, and basically everywhere you get podcasts. We also have a YouTube channel, but it's a little behind.
I hear you.
I post it like a week later. So it's Hey Sister Soul Sister podcast on YouTube. Hey Sister Soul Sister on all the podcast platforms, and you can follow us on social media, which is, do we have a dot in it? I'm like trying to remember our social media.
Hey Sister Soul Sister dot podcast.
Let me pull it up. I'm like going blank because again, it's so. Sometimes it's just.
I know it's a struggle. It's like a full time.
It's a struggle. Oh, to yeah, it is Hey Sister Soul Sister all together.
All right, love you guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you for being on.
We love you.
Leia.
Love
you too.
Everybody needs to follow them. Oh my God, cannot wait to see what the future holds. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
See ya.